This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1704. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 15th, Antarctica, Argentina, Barbados, Bermuda, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Congo, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, Guam, Japan, Kashmir, Laos, Liberia, Malaysia, Mexico, Myanmar, Oklahoma, Peru, Russia, Solomon Islands, Taiwan, Tajikistan, Turkey, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We have not heard LRA 36 Antarctica for at least a couple of months, nor have I seen any other reports of it on 15476. This could be an explanation. Horacio Negro in Uruguay found a brief news story at the Continental Argentine news site dated January 14th that there was an explosion at Esperanza Base, killing one of the people on duty there. It was apparently something to do with some combustible material, and he thinks that may have prolonged the absence of LRA 36 from the air. Arnaldo Slein in Argentina replies that it was on the air for about 30 days during its last period of activity, and he thinks it must have surely been some technical reason for going off the air yet again. And another item from Arnaldo Slein on the Condish list as of January 13th, he says that Radio Madres, 530 kilohertz in Buenos Aires, is off the air, leaving the channel open for DX. That is, of course, the group of women protesting the disappearances of their sons and husbands during the previous dictatorship. It so happens that 530 is the frequency of Falkland Islands radio service, another station the Argentines would rather not be reminded of, but now it may be audible even in Buenos Aires, as it sometimes is across the river in Uruguay. Lucky DXers in southern Brazil are in just the right spot to enjoy trans-equatorial propagation on the FM band all the way from the Caribbean. Fran Jr. has been hearing Barbados BBS on 90.7 megahertz. Most recently, UT January 12th for several periods between midnight 7 and 01:35 UT. As he reports to the Radio Escutas group, this station seems to be one of the more frequently reported ones for some reason, but also many others in the Windward and Leeward Islands and even further west in the Caribbean make it into southern Brazil. He's in São Paulo state, but even further south in Santa Catarina and Paraná seem to be even better for trans-equatorial propagation. There's still some DX to be heard on the 2 megahertz band, even though the U.S. Coast Guard has evacuated. In ABDX, Jim Bale, WA1EDN, and presumably somewhere in New England, reports Bermuda Weather Radio on 2682 upper sideband, January 8th at 0415 UT, with instructions on navigating in Hamilton Harbor. This may be a temporary situation, but in case it still applies when you hear this, Art Delibert in Maryland reports, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, that long-running utility signal blocking broadcast DX on 4985, its radio teletype, which is about all we ever hear either. However, on January 15th, at 0158 to 0215, it was absent, and he was hearing what sounded like Portuguese, so that would be Radio Brasil Central. It was too weak to be sure. They have a parallel, if you can hear it, to confirm on 11815, which was not audible for him. There's also a Peruvian near this frequency, about which more later. Tom Taylor reminds us of a monthly broadcast of Radio City, the station of the cars, which has an address in Canada, but broadcast via IRRS via Romania. Friday, January 17th at 19 to 20 on 7290, and repeated Saturday, January 18th at 09 to 10 UT on 9510. And another transmission on the fourth Saturday of the month, January 25th. It'll be on Hamburger Lokalradio 7265 carrier plus USB at 13 to 14 UT. The Chilean pirate I mentioned last week on 7550 RCW, or Radio Compañía Worldwide, made another broadcast reported by South American DXers on Saturday, January 11th, actually into UT Sunday the 12th, a different evening of the week than the previous one, so check both UT Saturday and Sunday on 7550. The time span between midnight or 0100 past 0220, as reported by Claudio Galas in Chile, Moises Knochen in Uruguay, Jose Acucher in Argentina, among others on the Condish list. As I've mentioned before, the sole shortwave station in Congo-Brazzaville, 6115, is a tough catch in North America due to the scheduling more than anything else. At a time when 6115 is not propagating much in our direction, signing off usually by 1830 UT. However, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal heard it on the air much later, January 11th, 1928, past 2010. It was blocked at 2030 by China. That was a Saturday, so possibly they do stay on the air later on Saturdays only. 6115. Furthermore, Torsten Hallmann in Germany says maybe a chance to listen to them over there in North America. Her January 12th signing on around 0557, as reported by Christoph Ratzer in Austria. The reactivated Paul Brillet in Illinois enjoys listening to Radio Progreso Cuba 4765, currently on the air from 0130 until 05 UT only. He was listening January 13th at 0135 and hearing wonderful older Latin American music. A man announcer in Spanish with lots of echo, ID, postal, and web addresses for requests. He says, I see this has been on since October. First I've heard it, as I've not been listening in a while. This station sounds great. Reminds me of the days when the 60-meter band was chock full of stations like this, a real bright spot in an otherwise dimming shortwave broadcast landscape. Well, of course, there's another Cuban domestic service also on the 60-meter band, Radio Rebelde on 5025. They've been having transmitter problems lately and having to share a transmitter with Radio Havana's external service on 5040. For the past several weeks, you could only hear one or the other, but not both. In the evenings, it was all Radio Havana Cuba. But as of January 15th at midnight 51 UT, I found Radio Rebelde back on the air on 5025 and Cuba in English on 5040. So both their transmitters and antennas are back in use after sharing a single facility. Still going at 0627, although there was some hum and distortion on Radio Rebelde's signal. They play lots of good music too. On January 10th at 14 UT, I discovered Radio Havana Cuba Spanish on a new frequency, 12010. It replaced 11690 suddenly without notice, so that finally escapes all that radio teletype interference on the low side, which I understand is from NAA in Maine, around 11687.5. And Cuba's on 12010 between 12 and 16 UT. I vaguely recall they have used the frequency before in past years in the morning or evening. It's not unusual for one or more Radio Havana frequencies to be absent without leave, but it may be on the air somewhere else. January 11th at 14:37, it was not on 13780. If I had tuned through the 14 MHz band, as Steve Hanner in Illinois did in the NASA group, I might have heard it on 14375. Yes, on that very occasion he was hearing Radio Havana on one of the frequencies normally used by the Cuban spy numbers. By 15:17, I was again hearing RHC on the proper frequency, 13780, and Steve says that 14375 had gone off at 1501. It all fits. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reports hearing the domestic service from Equatorial Guinea, Radio Nacional de Guinea Equatorial in Bata, 5005, January 10th, from 1947 to 2004 in a local dialect with African pop music. Around 2245, they were in Spanish with a good signal, but the modulation was somewhat weak. In January, I am continuing to see some logs of Radio Africa on 15190 in the local evening between 20 and 23 UT is coming from Equatorial Guinea. However, I'm quite sure that now, if you hear Radio Africa on 15190 during those 3 hours, it's really via WRMI, which has been using this frequency every day since December 1st. During December, both of them are on there, but when I checked just before 2000 UT and later, there is no sign of the interference from Equatorial Guinea itself. If you keep listening, you may hear a proper ID mentioning WRMI, which usually seems to occur about 2 minutes past the top of the hour. Mani Kantalodaya in Karnataka, India, tells me he's heard the new clandestine for Ethiopia, Oromo Voice Radio, Monday, January 13th on 17850, a strong signal at 16 UT in Afan, Oromo, but there is still no English segment until it ended at 16:30. Remember, this is on the air only on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. As far as we know, the transmitter site is Issoudun, France. Via BCDX, Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania says he got a QSL reply via their email address, info@oromovoice.org. However, even they were not sure about the transmitter site. Rich says the reply came from Fikadu Magursa, who was waiting to hear from folks in the Oromia region of Ethiopia. But they are very friendly, already EQSL'd in about an hour after receiving MP3s from the beginning and the sign-off. Among the huge list of Euro pirate loggings from Silveri Gomez in Catalonia via Dario Monferrini Playdx is the one playing tango music non-stop, called Radio Tango Italia, and therefore assumed to be from Italy. They jump around to a number of different frequencies in the same area. He's logged them just about every day in January so far, and at many different hours of the day, in the local afternoons primarily. Here are all the frequencies he's mentioned on one occasion or another: 6265, 6270, 6280, 6285, 6290. And here's another report from Zaharis Liangas in Greece. He was hearing old tango songs on 9270, January 4th at 1647, and wonder if that is the same station. And then there's the Europirate known as Reckon Radio International, WREKIN. Mike Berkloff in England says it's back today, January 12th, with live broadcasts on 12257 from 09 to 12 GMT. Nothing here due to skip, but a good signal on the Twente online receiver in the Netherlands. They say, as you may be aware, WR International has not been on the air since the end of August. This is what I hope will be the first of many transmissions for 2014. There's also an online stream at radio.wrinternational.co.uk. Craig Christ in Virginia reminds us to listen to his Forgotten Song segment on the mighty KBC broadcasts, UT Sundays around 0145 on 7375 via Now in Germany. Tom Taylor says his European music radio will be on the air Sunday, January 19th via Nauen on 6045 at 09 to 10 UT. And also on 9480 via the Lopergieren Germany transmitter, as well as the previous hour, 08 to 9, on 7265 with a different program. Mike Cooper was having a hard time finding any link on the Deutsche Welle website for live streaming. But we found it, and now there is an easy link at the hit list, compiled by Alan Rowe at worldofradio.com. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1704. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. www.thepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicepublicservicep proprietor of the Pirate Mail Drop in Merlin, Ontario, who risked sending cash in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, preferably by check or money order on a U.S. bank. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Drita Chicho sends news from the WRTH Facebook page that KTWR Guam is carrying out some more DRM tests. They say they're targeting Kuala Lumpur, aimed actually toward Singapore, using Mode C, 90 kilowatts on 15150 from January 16th to 23rd at 0858 to 0930. They may also reach Taiwan and southern Japan, as well as Russia and northern Europe. And next month, they'll probably do a DRM test to Japan. That's KTWR in Guam, according to Mike Sabin. Nick Hotchko in New South Wales says, save your dollars. A QSL request to NHK World by airmail accompanied with $3 for return postage, netted a bunch of full-color QSL cards, and a note saying, as a public broadcaster, we are unable to receive bills. We are returning them to you. Please send only the reception reports to avoid clerical complications. So, in this case, web requests are preferred. They work as well, if not better, than paper requests. Nick says, it goes without saying, Radio Japan is now my favorite station. The level of care for listeners and the public relations of NHK World are unparalleled and unmatched by any broadcaster I've dealt with so far. I don't know whether this would result in a distinct QSL, but we have word from Seiichi Hasegawa that a station in Okinawa is being relayed by the other shortwave station in Japan, Radio Nikkei 1. It's RBCI Radio. This is carried Monday to Friday at 10 to 11 UT on 3925, 6055, and 9595, an Okinawan music program in the Okinawan language as well as Japanese. Minyo de Kyu Ora Nabira. The station relayed is actually JORR from 738 kHz, also known as RBC, when it's on the air at 06 to 07 UT, a program which has been on the air for 52 years. Ron Howard in California was hearing a solid open carrier on 4660, January 15th from 1319 until 1420 UT. Could that be All India Radio in Leh, Kashmir, which had previously been on 4660 instead of 4760, where nothing was audible as Port Blair seemed to be off the air briefly? He put out the word about this and soon got replies confirming that it is Leh, Kashmir back on the air on 4660 from Darbe Vijaya Krishnavat, who was hearing Hindi national news, and from Sudipta Goza, who also reports a stronger signal than before from them on 4660. Also being heard by Tudor Vidiano in Romania, with Indian music at 1510 UT. Wolfgang Bujol, who pays great attention to precise frequency variations, reports about Laos monitoring via Victor Gunatilica's site in Sri Lanka. Eleanor Vientian was 17 hertz below 6130 with their typical music at 1045 UT January 9th. He wonders if they have two transmitters at their disposal, one slightly off frequency, 10 to 20 hertz down, and later in the afternoon, mostly on exactly 6130 to 3 decimal places. Or do they align their transmitter later in the day against the Chinese station on 6130? Which is actually Tibet. Well, a few hours later at 1351 UT, he was still hearing Tibet on exactly 6130, but now Laos was 20 hertz down on 6129.980. Harold Froge in Michigan reports the reactivated EWA Liberia on 4760, starting what he calls their spooky tune interval signal, January 9th at 0527, and a voice sign-on at 0530 in English. It was tough copy. And also, 18 hours later, he heard them going off a few seconds after midnight UT. Ron Howard in California reports Sarawak FM via RTM Kajang Peninsular Malaysia is finally back on the air on 9835, heard January 13th after being off all or most of 2014. Randomly between 1535 and 1651 in vernacular with the usual variety of music, promos, and ads. Good signal strength, but choppy audio with intermittent audio dropouts, IADs, as well as a heterodyne and a hum. The national anthem was sung at 1600 and went off the air about 1602. 9835 also reported by Dan Sheedy on Swami's Beach, California, not only on the 13th, but the 14th and 15th. First heard January 13th at 1440. He says the signal never really gets going until 1500 on any of those days. There's news at that hour, and then some pop and metal music, frequent jingles, and government PSAs. The other frequency, YFM on 11665, is mostly just barely audible before 1500 as well, and closes a minute or two after 1600, switching to Sarawak FM. There are three sports talk stations in North America on 1700, each with a different network. It might be difficult to pick out XEPE in Tecate, Baja California Norte, as it actually is in English for San Diego. However, at 0659 UT, January 13th, I was hearing the Mexican national anthem, so that must have been the one rather than Brownsville or Des Moines. Reports in the Arctic Radio Club also indicate that 0600 UT might be a good chance to hear the only Mexican on 1650, XEARZ, since that's when they play the national anthem at local midnight. Dan Sheedy in California says January 9th was a good morning for hearing Myanmar radio on 5985. They had chimes and organ at 1530 UT, a partial English ID, and news in English and local weather. Later playing some U.S. pop, country, and western dance and hip-hop tunes. There was adjacent interference from China in Japanese, and the same channel carries China in Swahili starting at 1600, but on that date, he says, Swahili was dust under the iron chariot wheels of Myanmar radio. In ABDX, Bruce Winkleman in Tulsa reports as of 0500 UT January 15th, KFAQ 1170 in Tulsa has turned off their IBOC, that is, HD noise. KSL Salt Lake City audible loud and clear on 1160. I replied, yay, now if we can just get KSL to turn off their IBOC. Earlier we mentioned that Brazil could be heard on 4985 since the radio teletype went off that frequency. And in Cumbre DX and Hardcore DX, Dave Valka in Pennsylvania says there's another station now audible, Radio Voz Cristiana in Peru on 4985.5. It was in equal level to the Brazilian, but they're really too close, about half a kilohertz apart, I point out. This was at 2330 UT. IDs at midnight 1 and still going with another ID at midnight 56. On the Condichlis, Claudio Galas in Chile reports another Peruvian, Radio San Antonio 4940, heard on the air much later than in the schedules at 0505 UT, January 9th, with Christian music. And it went off the air at 0512. Radio Chasqui 5980, the station I enjoy hearing varying its sign-off 5 seconds later every night after 0100. Now has less interference. Ivo Ivanov reports that the VOA Tibetan service, which had been via Sri Lanka on 5980 between midnight and 01, has moved away. And as far as we know, there are no other stations on that frequency after Turkey finishes at 2156. So any time after that, until sign-off after 0100, you have a good chance to hear Radio Chasqui. In fact, on January 14th, Claudio heard them beginning their broadcast at 2201 UT with nothing but an hour of songs in Quechua with no IDs until 2304. Further monitoring has confirmed that Radio Russia did turn off all its shortwave frequencies January 9th. Furthermore, via Chris Greenway, BBC Monitoring confirms that all long-wave transmitters in Russia were also closed down except for one, broadcasting Radio Kavkaz to the Northern Caucasus region on a limited schedule. That would be 171 kilohertz. For monitoring of Solomon Islands, Wolfgang Büchlein, Germany, reports January 9th, circa 1000 UT, SIBC, on 5019.872, with many local police items read, parallel to 9545.000, with better modulation and a bit stronger than the lower frequency. Nick Hotchko in New South Wales also heard it, measured slightly differently on 5019.882, January 14th at 11:30 to 12 in English and Pidgin, with call-ins, S8 signal on a clear frequency. Keith Barone says he's taking a break until after Chinese New Year from the PCJ Radio International broadcasts, Sundays at 13:30 on 11880 via WRMI, but they shall return. Meanwhile, Jeff White tells me that Radio Taiwan International has been persuaded to resume some test broadcasts via Okeechobee, first in Spanish, on UT 19th and 20th of January at 03 to 04 UT on 7730. And he says they're also thinking of testing in English to North America. One of the many big mistakes in the Spectrum Monitor was the claim that Voice of Tajik has an English broadcast at 01 UT on 7245, while they actually don't sign on until after it's over at 02 UT. But there is an English broadcast on the schedule at 1300, and Tudor Vidiano in Romania confirms that it is heard, although it's a tough catch even there, due to interference from China and Bangladesh. He says, I can barely understand what the Tajik lady is saying, but it's info about Tajikistan and lots of music. It's unlistenable. And another reporter says the way their schedule works, that English broadcast, as well as alternating many other languages, repeats 12 hours later. So on the webcast, there is English at 0100. Alan Rowe reports that the Voice of Turkey has revamped their program schedule in English this year. Notably, the letterbox, formerly on Wednesdays, has been moved to Saturdays to alternate with DX Corner, which certainly makes sense. All the details in the new DX Listening Digest, number 14-03, via worldofradio.org. Keep an ear on 9495 between midnight and 1 UT for alternate programming from Miami. Not only World of Radio, which has been at midnight 30 UT Sundays, but on UT Wednesday I heard Keith Perron's Media Network Plus. Martin Rote in the Netherlands says since January 12th he's been hearing Yemen in English between 18 and 19 UT. They turned the 6135 transmitter back on for that, normally closing at 1500 after Arabic. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 January 23rd, 18 and 4 on the 29th. No more solar flux above 200, but dropping from 145 January 17th to 125 on the 21st, the next peak predicted for 180 February 2nd through 5th. Geomagnetic field possibly unsettled to active January 23rd, 24th, 28th to 30th, and February 7th to 8th. Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 1704.